Once upon a time, when there was magic everywhere, there lived in a certain village a little girl who was the prettiest thing anyone for miles about had ever seen. Her mother doted upon her, and her grandmother loved her so much that if she could have, she would have spoiled her completely. As a matter of fact, she came very close to it, for on the little girl's birthday... her grandmother gave her a beautiful red velvet cloak with a hood, which was so beautiful that she would never wear anything else, and that's why she was called Little Red Riding Hood. One day, her mother said to her,
Red Riding Hood, I have an errand for you.
Yes, Mother?
I've heard that your grandmother's feeling quite ill, and I want you to take her some custard and cake.
I'm not sure I'll find the way, for I've never gone to grandmother's alone.
Go straight through the woods, then the path to your left. And if strangers address you, pretend you don't hear.
Little Red Riding Hood promised not to tarry on the way, and her mother filled a hamper with cakes and custard, and she was off through the woods. When Little Red Riding Hood had just got to the point where the path divided, she was to go to the left, you remember, a terribly scrawny wolf appeared right in her path.
Good morning, Red Riding Hood.
Oh, good morning, Master Wolf. I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to speak to strangers.
But I know your name and you know mine, so we can't be strangers, can we? Where are you going with your little picnic basket?
I'm going to my grandmother's house.
And what are you carrying in your little picnic basket? It smells delicious.
Custard and cakes. Grandmother hasn't been feeling well.
Oh, too bad. Where does the old lady live? I'll pay a call on her and cheer her up.
It's the house at the end of the path on the left.
Well, I'll take the path on the right and you take the path on the left and we'll see who gets there first.
And with a bound, the wolf was off down the path to the right. As you can guess, he would have liked to have eaten Little Red Riding Hood right there on the spot, but he knew that there were woodcutters working nearby, so he didn't dare. The wolf had very sharp ears, and he could hear that on the path to the left, there were the sounds of axes biting into tree trunks. But on the right, there were just the sounds of the forest. Little Red Riding Hood went down the path to her left as her mother had told her. But she forgot something else her mother had told her, not to tarry.
What a pretty wildflower. I'll pick it and take it to grandmother. And there's another just a little farther away.
But while Little Red Riding Hood was picking flowers, the wolf was running as fast as he could to her grandmother's house.
Who's there?
Your granddaughter bringing you custard and cake.
Open the latch and walk in.
And the wolf did just that. No sooner had he gotten in the door than he leaped on the poor old lady and swallowed her at one gulp. Then he put on her night clothes, climbed into her bed, and waited for Little Red Riding Hood. And soon he heard the sound he was waiting for.
Who's there?
It's your granddaughter bringing you custard and cake.
Open the latch and walk in.
The wolf hid himself under the covers as well as he could, and Little Red Riding Hood did just as he had asked.
How are you feeling, Grandmother?
Not well at all, my child, not well at all. I fear I've taken a terrible chill. Put down your basket and come under the covers and see if you can help me to get warm.
And Little Red Riding Hood did just as the wolf asked. But she was amazed to see how her grandmother looked in her night clothes, and she said,
Grandmother, What great arms you have.
The better to hug you with, my child.
And what great ears you have.
The better to hear you with, my child.
What great eyes you have.
The better to see you with, my child.
Grandmother, what great teeth you have.
The better to eat you with, my child.
And with that, the wicked wolf fell upon Little Red Riding Hood and swallowed her in one gulp. Then the wolf went back to bed and was soon snoring loudly. Just then, one of the woodcutters, passing the house on his way home, heard the snores and said to himself,
"Well, I've never heard the old lady snore like that. Perhaps there's something the matter with her. I'd best go in and find out."
And there was the wolf, sound asleep, despite the fact that Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother were both pounding on his ribs, trying to get out of his stomach.
"Help! Help! Someone let us out!"
And with one stroke of his axe, the woodcutter killed the wolf and let Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother out of his stomach. And for the rest of her life, when Little Red Riding Hood was sent on an errand, she went straight to her destination and never, never stopped to talk to strangers, with the result that she lived happily ever after.